弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
下周主日的时候，诗班会在我们这边为我们带来圣诞的演出。
So, as you have just heard, next Sunday, our combined choir will be here giving performance.
你们过去没有在我们当中跟我们一起过圣诞的朋友们，你们可能不知道。
For those of us who have never spent Christmas time season with us in the past, maybe you don't know this.
我们教会的诗班跟 Alhambra 教会的诗班弟兄姐妹可能有大概40多人。
They are all together about 40 people in this combined choir of Alhambra Church and our church.
他们从十月份就开始练习他们的诗歌和演出。
And ever since back in October, they have been practicing and have been performing.
然后呢，十二月份，他们已经两周前就开始到各处的教会啊，还有许多的这个老人公寓，他们去传讲主耶稣基督的福音。
And beginning about 2 weeks ago, they started to go to various churches and places to spread the gospel.
所以当他们回到我们的教会，他们自己的教会分享诗歌，分享主耶稣基督福音的时候，他们是最高兴的。
And what make them the most important day or the joyful day for them is when they come back to their home church, that is this church, to perform.
也是我们最高兴的。
And this is also what makes us very happy.
所以我们为他们祷告。
So, let's remember them in our prayers.
特别为我们很敬重的这个90多岁的指挥王姐妹祷告。
Especially for our much respected and esteemed Professor Wang, who's the conductor of this choir.
对，为他
的She's as old as 90 years old.
Yeah. 为他的身体祷告。
So pray for her health.
我们也努力的邀请我们还不信的家人和朋友来我们当中。
I would also like to encourage you to make an effort to invite your unbelieving friends and family members to this performance.
我们为他们祷告。
We have to pray for them as well.
我们也为彼此祷告。
And we have to pray for each other.
我们盼望在圣诞节的期间，我们不信、我们所爱但是还不信的朋友和家人能够来认识主耶稣基督。
It's our hope that during this Christmas time, our unbelieving family members or friends, they will come to know the Lord.
我们这几周在主日的讲台上面，我们分享关于圣诞的故事。
In past several Sundays, we shared with you stories about Christmas.
我们两周前讲到，在主耶稣基督还没有出生之前，700年前，先知以赛亚就预言了他的出生。
About 2 weeks ago, we said that about 700 years before Jesus Christ was born, a prophet already prophesied the birth of Jesus Christ.
先知以赛亚说，将有一婴孩为我们而生。
The prophet Isaiah said that there will be a baby born to us.
政权必担在他的肩上。
Regime will be on his shoulders.
他必称为奇妙策士。
He will be called a wise counselor.
永恒的父，
Everlasting Father，
全能的神，
Almighty God，
和平的君，
And the Prince of Peace。
然后呢，我们就记得主耶稣基督，他是那位我们需要去认识，需要去追随，需要去亲近的一位神。
And then afterwards, as we were told, Jesus Christ is the God that we need to draw close to believe in and to worship.
上周刘长老跟我们分享，如果耶稣基督是神，
Last week, Elder Liu shared with us if Jesus Christ is indeed the God.
那我们对他要做出适当的回应。
Then, we have the responsibility to properly respond to him as God.
我们看到从东方来的这些博士要来寻找这位犹太人的王。
As we have seen, three wise men from the east came to seek, this king.
他要来认识他，来敬拜他。
They wanted, to know him, to worship him.
可是我们看到希律王当他知道有这个犹太王要出生的时候，他的反应是什么？
We also, saw last week the reaction of, King Herod.
然后那些在以色列人城中的居民，他们对这位救世主的回应又是如何？
And the reactions of the Jewish people in the city.
今天我们继续来看主耶稣基督的出生，但是我们从圣经告诉我们的另外一个角度来看。
Today we will continue, to, look at the birth of Christ, but we will approach this issue from a somewhat different perspective.
是一个很美的一段经文。
This passage we are going to read is a rather beautiful passage.
我们来看路加福音第二章，我们一起来读第一到第七节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7.
当那些日子，凯撒奥古斯都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候头一次行报名上册的事。个人各归各城报名上册，约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
Luke chapter 2 verses 1 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David.Because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
我们起立到祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，我们今天能够来到你的面前，我们来敬拜你。
Today, we have this privilege to come before you to worship you.
主神，我们知道你是那创造宇宙万物的真神。
Lord, we know you are the true God who makes heaven and the earth.
你也是那位认我们最深也最爱我们的父神。
You are also the God who, know us the most and, love us most.
主，你将你的话语赐下给我们，为着是要我们能够真正的认识你。
You give, us your words so that we may be truly, understanding you.
你赐给我们借着主耶稣基督所成就的救恩。
You give us salvation through, our Lord Jesus Christ.
使我们在这世上生活的能够有意义。
So that we can live a, full and meaningful life on earth.
今天愿你的圣灵在我们的当中。
Today may your spirit be with us.
能够毫无 拦阻的运行。
And move us without any hindrance.
愿我们在座的每一位都能够献上我们真心的敬拜。
It's also our prayer that each one of us can give you our sincerest worship.
愿我们敬拜你的人都蒙你的祝福。
And may all the every worshipper be blessed by you.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
这一段经文里面描述的主耶稣基督的出生。
This passage that we just read described the birth of Jesus Christ.
可是在这段经文里面描述到许许多多神对我们人的爱我们人的这个心意很细腻的描述。
And this Bible passage also gives us a detailed description about God's will toward His people.
我们知道玛利亚跟约瑟是有婚约的。
As we know, Joseph and Mary were pledged to be married to each other.
他们有夫妻之名。
They have in the name, the nominally, they are husband and wife.
可是他们还没有夫妻之实。
But they haven't been truly married.
因为玛利亚她怀孕的时候是受了圣灵的感动而怀孕的。
Because when Mary became pregnant, that's through the Holy Spirit.
神也借着天使向玛利亚显现说，你所怀的这个胎儿是神所要使用的婴孩。
God also sent angels to tell Mary that the baby is the baby whom God will use.
在路加福音第一章第三十一节的时候，天使跟他说：“玛利亚，你在神的面前已经蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，可以起名叫做耶稣，因为他要为大，他是至高者的儿子。”神也要把他祖大卫的位给他。
So in Luke chapter 1, verse 31, angels said to Mary, You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
玛利亚知道 她的这个怀孕是对神的服侍。
Mary knew at that time that her pregnancy is a kind of service, her service to the Lord.
她所怀的这个胎儿是将来要被神使用拯救人民的这位弥赛亚救世主。
Because the baby she's going to give birth to would be used by God to save the entire human race.
约瑟是玛利亚的丈夫。
And Joseph was Mary's husband.
可是这个孩子并不是他的。
But this child was not through him.
所以起初约瑟本来想要把玛利亚休掉。
So initially, Joseph had the idea to divorce Mary.
因为他是一个公义的人。
Because he was a righteous man.
他是一个敬神的人。
He was a godly man.
那怎么可以娶一个还没有结婚就生孩子的女人呢？
So how could he marry someone, a woman who became pregnant even before they were married?
神就向约瑟启示了。
But God said to Joseph.
他说这是出于我的心意。
God said, this is my will.
你尽管把她娶过来。
So you just marry him, marry her.
所以约瑟就顺服了神，仍旧是爱着玛利亚，所以他就带着玛利亚到了伯利恒。
So Joseph obeyed God's commands, and Joseph submitted himself to the will of God. So he married Mary.
So he took
Mary along with him.
约瑟跟玛利亚都是 大卫王的后裔。
Both Joseph and Mary were from the line of King David.
所以当时罗马的皇帝下令要做人口普查的时候，
So at that time, when Roman Empire, the King of Roman Emperor of Roman Empire ordered a census of his consensus of his people.
约瑟跟玛利亚就因为他们是大卫的子孙，他们要回到大卫的城里面去做人口普查的登记。
Joseph and Mary, because they were the descendants of King David, so they had to go back to their hometown to register.
约瑟跟玛利亚是住在拿撒勒。
Joseph and Mary.Lived in Nazareth.
拿撒勒是在以色列国的靠近北边的地方。
And that place is in the north of Israel.
而伯利恒是在属于以色列南方的地方。
And
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem. Belonged to the south. The southern is was in the southern part of Israel.
他们中间差不多有六十英里的距离。
So, the distance between these two places, was about 60 miles.
可是你看，在路加福音第二章第四节的时候，他说约瑟要从加利利的拿撒勒城上到犹太去。
But in Luke chapter 2.Verse 4 is said that Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea.
那当他往南边去这个旅行的时候，不是应该是往下吗？
So if he traveled southward, then it should be went down, right?
我们通常讲南下北上。
Because as Chinese would say, south down or north up north.
但是你们对地理稍微有一点了解的人就知道，南北跟上下是完全不一样的方向。
But if you have some geographical knowledge, you would know that north, south, up and down are totally different directions.
照理说上下是讲到高度的调整啊。
In a normal sense, up or down refers to height.
南北才是地理方向的一个调整。
North, south, whereas north, south are directions in geographical terms.
这个不是圣经写错了。
This is not a mistake made in the Bible.
事实上，圣经描写的是正确的。
Actually, what is being described here is accurate.
因为当他们在南下的这六十里的这个旅程当中，
Because when they traveled southward, the 60
miles, 拿撒勒是处于在高度低的地方，而犹大伯利恒是处于一个山坡上面的。
Nazareth was situated in a relatively a low regions, whereas Bethlehem was situated in a relatively high region.
所以很多时候我们看到圣经里面讲说他们上犹大去或是上到耶路撒冷，是因为那是有一个高度的攀爬。
So when we read the Bible, when we see that somebody went up from somewhere or went down to somewhere, that refers to a height.
当约瑟带着这个怀着身孕的玛利亚长途的跋涉走了这六十里路。
So, you can imagine that Joseph and Mary, and Mary was pregnant at that time, and they traveled a long way for about 60 miles.
而且是一个怀孕后期的这个一个妈妈。
Mary at that time was expecting a child.
他不但是有一个长途的跋涉，他还要往高处攀爬。
So, not only the distance is rather long, but she also had to climb up to a higher region.
所以我们可以想象到这段路途的辛苦。
So we can imagine that it's a rather difficult a trip for her.
那也不知道是因为走了这么多路，爬了这么多山呢、啊，所以孩子一到就生出来了。
So we don't know, probably because she traveled such a long distance and she climbed up so many places that the baby was born immediately when it's due.
今天医生会跟很多孕妇说你要多走路。
Nowadays, many doctors would tell a pregnant woman that you have to walk a lot.
你多走路呢，生产就顺利。
Because that will make your delivery smooth.
圣经不是一个医疗的这个医学的教科书。
Well, the Bible is by nature not a about medical textbook.
可是里面所描述的有许多的真理。
But what is being described in this book is also true.
伯利恒称为大卫之城。
Bethlehem is called the town of David.
因为那是大卫建造的一个城。
Because it is was a city built by King David.
耶路撒冷还没有成为犹太国的首都之前，大卫在那边建了这个城。
Before Jerusalem became the capital of Israel kingdom, David.Built a city in Bethlehem.
所以当时的以色列人被罗马帝国统治，他们不是属于自己的一个国家。
So the Jewish people at that time under the rulership of Roman Empire was not an independent state or country.
所以对约瑟和玛利亚来说，他们并没有理由从拿撒勒去到伯利恒。
So for Joseph and Mary, there was actually no reason for them to go from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
可是我们就记得上周我们听到，当博士去询问希律王说，这个犹太的王要在哪里出生的时候。
But as we heard last week, when the three wise men asked King Herod where the baby was.
他是在哪里出生的?
Where was the baby born?
他们问了以后就说，照着先知，旧约先知的说法，这位拯救以色列人的这位王将是在伯利恒出生的。
They said that according to what the prophet said, this king who's going to save a Jewish people was supposed to be born in Bethlehem.
我们就慢慢的看见弟兄姐妹，当神要将他的旨意成全的时候。
So gradually, we would come to the realization that when God is determined to fulfill His own will,
神的旨意永远会成就。
His will will unexceptionally be fulfilled.
神会借着人，但是不一定借着属于他的人，他可以将环境改变，使他的心意得到成就。
God will make use of a person. Maybe this person does not believe in him, but still he may use a person to have his own will fulfilled.
这不是约瑟跟玛利亚说，今天我怀了一个弥赛亚，所以我要去伯利恒生他。
So it's not like that Joseph and Mary decided to give birth to the baby in Bethlehem because they are going to deliver to give birth to a savior.
你看这第二节里面说，这个外邦人在做巡抚管理这个地区的时候，这个报名上册的事是头一次去做的。
As chapter 2, verse 2, tells us this was the first census that took place when when this person was governor of Syria.
你知道这个讲到圣经上面给我们看见一个神的性格的一个很可贵的地方。
This is a place where we can see one of God's attributes.
这个英文叫做 the providence of God.
In English, it's called the providence of God.
就讲到神的那个大能在幕后所做出来的一切掌控在他的手之中。
That refers to God, who has the ability to, take control of everything. He's behind the scenes of everything that's happening in the human world.
罗马的凯撒要做人口普查。
Caesar, the Roman emperor, wants to take a census of his people.
所以当时的这位巡抚他就要做这个人口普查的事情。
So a high-ranking official in his government had to do it.
而这个人口普查的时间就是在玛利亚怀孕要生孩子的这个时候。
And the time was exactly the time when Mary was going to deliver a child.
使得约瑟跟玛利亚要回到他们的祖先的城市大卫之城伯利恒。
And this made Joseph and Mary have to go back to their hometown Bethlehem.
然后呢，就在那个时候。她生了孩子。
And exactly at that time, she gave birth to a child, a son.
神的 providence,
God's providence,
就讲到这个时间、空间、世界上所有的人都掌握在神的手中。
Means that, in terms of time, in terms of space, and in terms of everything, is all in God's control.
这个不是巧合。
This is not a coincidence.
这是经过神的设计。
This is a design, designing on the part of God.
这是为了神爱人，这是为了要人，为了要神要让人来认识他。
And this is for God's own purpose that He loves people and He like people to get to know Him.
可是你知道，在读这段经文的时候
，But you know, when we read this passage,
对我来说最奇特或者说最奇怪最不适合的部分是在第七节。
For me, the most miraculous part is in verse 7.
Actually, it's the most odd and most out of place description is in verse 7. 一个政府要做人口普查不是什么特别的事情。
For a government to take a census among his people, this is not something special.
一个夫妻因为要人口普查而要回到他们的家乡，这也不是一个很特别的事情。
And because of this census, a couple have to go back to their hometown to register, and this is not also something very special.
对我来说最奇怪的事情是什么？
But for me, what is odd about this event is
神预言了这个救世主的降生。
God already said this through a prophet.
神要将他的儿子，他挚爱的儿子，来到这个世上拯救人。
God said that He would send His beloved, only begotten Son to the human world to save human beings.
他甚至借着罗马的皇帝下了指令，做了这个人口普查。
God even made a Roman Empire emperor to take a census of his people.
可是到了这个孩子要出生的时候
，But when the baby is was due to be born，
最重要的时刻
，The most important moment，
为什么客店里没有地方
？Why is it that it so happened that there was no room for Joseph and Mary in the inn.
不是只有那间客店没有地方，没有任何一间客店有地方。
It's not just one inn which did not have any room, but every inn in the town was not had no vacancy.
没有一个可以让玛利亚生孩子的地方。
There was no place whatsoever for Mary to give birth to her child.
圣经上面告诉我们说，当玛利亚生孩子的时候，孩子生出来了，就把他放在马槽里。
The Bible tells us that Mary gave birth to a son, and after he was born, she wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger.
你们知道马槽是什么吗？
You know what a manger is?
哦，马槽是放耶稣的地方。
Well, a manger is a place where Jesus Christ was placed.
我们都看过，是不是？
We have already seen this.
很可爱的，小小的，用木头做的。
So, it's a rather small, very cute, and made of wood.
然后呢，里面放了很舒服的稻草。
And there was a heck of comfortable straw.
Straw, yeah. 然后呢，小小的婴孩耶稣被包着，然后放在里面，很可爱。
So we often see this in pictures, and so a cute, adorable baby, Jesus Christ, was wrapped in clothes and be placed in there.
那个不是马槽。
But what we have seen is not the actual. The manger at that time.
我们一般人所想到的或所看过的，那是婴儿床啊。
What we usually imagined, this is what we imagined. Actually, that's our ordinary bed for babies.
什么叫做马槽？
So what actually is a manger?
马槽是放稻草来喂马的一个器具。
So a manger is a
feeding trough.
Is a feeding, okay.
Yeah. 马槽是一个器具，为了放马的食物、喂马的这个器皿。
So manger is a something that is used to put the straws in order to feed horses.
所以玛利亚把这个婴孩放在马槽里，因为他是在马厩里面。
So Mary put her baby in the manger because she's in a place where they put horses in.
这是一个非常非常奇怪的一件事。
So this is a very strange thing, in my opinion.
在希腊原文里面，这个客店这个字 kataluma.
In the Greek original, inn is kataluma.
中文跟英文都翻成一个客店或旅馆。
So in English is usually translated as the inn, whereas a Chinese is, yeah, 旅馆 or.
可是这个字同样用在那第一世纪的犹太人的社会当中的时候，他可以讲到另外一个描述。
But when this word in the original, when it's used in the first century, it had another meaning.
他是讲到一个人的家中接待客人，让客人可以来过夜住宿的地方。
So this word in the Greek original, as used in the first century, could also mean a place, a guest room in a house to receive guests.
在当时的犹太人的社会当中，好客是他们一个很重要的一个习俗。
in the Jewish society at that time, hospitality is a very important characteristic.
对他们来讲，接待远方的族人，就是接待远方的犹太人，对他们来讲是一种兄弟之间的爱的一种表现，也是一种人格上面被人赞扬的一件事。
So for them to receive a guest into their houses is something worthy of praises. It's also a sign of brotherly love or fraternity.
可能是你的亲戚，可能是你的朋友。
Maybe the guests that you received are your relatives or your friends.
可是也可能是不认识的人。
But they can also be strangers.
他们长途旅行，不论是因为做生意，还是因为去探亲，还是有别的原因，当他经过你的城市的时候，他晚上没有地方，你不能让他露宿街头，你把他接到你的家中，摆在这个接待客人的地方 Cataluma.
So, these strangers, they may have traveled a long distance. They may have traveled for some purposes. But when they pass by your town and they have no places to live in, then you have the obligation to receive them into your house.
今天玛利亚跟约瑟回到了伯利恒。
Today, now, at this time, Joseph and Mary went back to their hometown.
他们是客人。
They were considered guests.
不但是一个长途跋涉过来的客人，她是一个身怀重孕的一个女人。
And they not only have traveled a long distance, but this woman was pregnant.
你想想看，在当时，不论是在客店里面，或者是这些家庭里面的主人，没有一个人看见他们有这样的一个需要吗？
And you can imagine, is it possible that nobody in the town saw their needs?
如果是你
if you were there,
如果我们是当时这些也回到伯利恒要去报名上册的人
if we were those who went back to Bethlehem to register,
你会怎么做呢？
What would you do?
一对年轻的夫妇
a young couple,
这个太太就要生了。
And the wife was going to be to give a birth.
虽然你自己先到了。
Although maybe you arrived at the town earlier than they did.
你一看见这整个房子或旅社爆满。
And you see all places, all inns or hotels and places.Were full of
你可以想象得到，不但房间没有了，他连大厅都坐满人了。
You may imagine that, even though there were no rooms which are available, even maybe the in the hallway or places, they were also full of people.
当你看到有这样一对夫妻和这样一个身怀重孕的女人来的时候，你会怎么样啊
？But in this situation, if you saw a young couple like this, what would you do?
你会把你自己的地方让出来吗？
Will you give them your place?
因为你让出来你就没地方去了。
But if you give them your place, then you will have no place else to go.
那你就要去马厩里了。
Then you will have to go to the place where horses are.
马厩不是给人住的，是给动物住的。
But that's not a place for human.
可是在玛利亚跟约瑟的情形之下，他们去了马厩里。
But under the circumstances,
他们去了那个放动物的地方。
Mary and Joseph went to, they had no place to go. They went to where usually people put horses or animals.
他们去了一个连人都不愿意去住的地方。
They went to a place where no human beings would like to go.
他在一个这么卑微的地方 被生下来。
So Jesus Christ was born in such a lowly place.
好像这个差落很大。
So it seems there is a very big gap between the two.
就从人的层面来讲，这也是一个很孤单的一个出身。
From human perspective, this is Jesus, the birth of Jesus Christ is is very lonely, desolate.
一般女人在生产的时候，旁边总是会有些人在帮助。
Because and usually when a woman is going to give birth to a child, there will be people around her to help her.
要不就是医生，要不然就是这个接生婆。
Maybe is
doctors
or midwives.
那就算没有，你至少旁边身边会有一些家人，尤其是家里面的女人在那边帮忙。
Or family members, especially women of your family.
圣经上面怎么描写给我们看呢？
But what is being described in the Bible is
玛利亚她产期到了，生了这个儿子，她就用布包起来，放在马槽里。
So Mary gave birth to a son, and then he wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger.
他自己一手包办。
So she was the one who did all of this without any help.
甚至有人还特别提出来，这后面这一段没看到约瑟在哪里。
And even the people say that in the last verse, don't see Joseph.
也许约瑟在那里，但是名字没被提，所以不重要，或者他没有出力。
Or maybe Joseph was present when Mary gave birth to their son, but it could mean that he didn't make any efforts or help, or he was just standing there.
从人的层面来讲，没有人注重到这个耶稣的出生。
So from a human perspective, we can say that no one paid attention to the birth of Jesus Christ.
当圣经里面说这客店里或这个待客的地方没有了地方。
When the Bible, as the Bible tells us, there's no room in the inn to receive this young couple.
不要讲说没有一个能躺下来的地方，连一个坐下来或者是一个落脚的地方都没有。
They don't have a place for them to lie down to sleep. They don't even have a place for them to sit there.
因为这个整个城市都充斥了今天要来报名上册的人。
Because the whole town was full of people coming to register.
就以空间来讲，是他没有地方。
So in terms of space, there's no room.For Jesus Christ.
但是就另外一方面来讲，当时的人没有任何一个人心中想到耶稣。
And from another perspective, we can see that no one at that time they thought about Jesus Christ or paid attention to him.
他们不一定是刻意的去冷落耶稣。
Maybe they didn't do so deliberately.
但是他们都在忙自己的事。
But we can safe, it's safe to say that they were all busy with their own business.
他们可能根本没有看见这对夫妻走进来，玛利亚怀孕。
Maybe they didn't even see this young couple coming with the woman being pregnant.
那些来到伯利恒做客的人，忙着安顿自己的家人，忙着安顿自己的孩子。
And those who came to Bethlehem there they were busy with taking care of their own families.
那些在伯利恒里面的居人忙着居民忙着在接待他们的客人，或者心里面在嫌怎么那么多人来了，现在变得城市变得这么拥挤，然后肮脏。
And on the other hand, the residents of the town, they were busy with receiving guests from outside. Or maybe they were saying within their heart that this city became so chaotic.
或者可能有些人是看见了他们的需要。
Or maybe there were people who saw their need.
可是心里面也衡量啊。
But when they consider the whole matter,
我自己也有需要啊。
I have my own needs as well.
你们两个活该那么晚来。
So, the two of you, you came so late.
我硬着心肠，我还是坐在我这个地方，假装没看见。
So I cannot do anything else but just pretend that I don't see your needs.
看到玛利亚往马槽那边走， 心里面有点过意不去，可是硬着就不去想他。
Maybe when they saw Mary going toward the manger or the place where horses was put, maybe they feel a bit uncomfortable, but they just pretend not to see her.
这个叫做没有地方。
So this is what means by quote unquote there was no room.
不是只是空间上面没有地方，是人的心中没有为耶稣预备一个地方。
So this means not only there was no physical room for them in the inn, that also means that within people's hearts, there was no room for Jesus Christ.
所以我们不得不去想想这件事情。
So we have to think about this.
神如果在他的大能当中，在他的 providence 当中预备了主耶稣基督的降生。
If God in His providence has all along prepared for the birth of Jesus Christ.
从人犯罪的起初，神就有了拯救的计划。
From the very beginning, when man sinned against God.
然后神降世要成为人的样式，要为人的罪受死。
And from that time on, God has prepared a way to salvation for the fallen human race.
但是他要做神国度的君王。
And this Savior, he will be the king of human nations.
神行了如此的神迹，前所未有的，让玛利亚一个女人可以借着圣灵怀孕。
And God performed a miracle on Mary, so that a virgin became pregnant through the Holy Spirit.
难道神忘记了耶稣基督的出生，让他变成这样子孤单的生在一个马槽里吗？
So is it possible that God forgot that Jesus Christ was going to be born and forgot to prepare a place for him? Of course not.
所以我们一定要下一个结论，神的安排里面就是要让主耶稣基督生在这样一个卑微孤单的一个马槽里。
So we have to come to this one and only one conclusion. That is, God deliberately has prepared for Jesus Christ to be born in such a lowly and base place.
但是弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Lord Jesus Christ is God's begotten Son.
主耶稣基督是和平的君王。
He is the Prince of Peace.
主耶稣基督是神为世人带来的一个永生的盼望。
Jesus Christ is the eternal hope for human beings that God has prepared for us.
这个马槽就是神为主耶稣基督预备的最美好的一个地方。
And this manger actually is the most wonderful place that God has prepared for Jesus Christ to be born.
你有没有想象到，虽然在一个马厩里面是我们平常人不愿意去的地方，
Have you ever thought about this? Even though this is a place where an ordinary human being would not want to be.
各式各样的动物充斥于其间。
Because it's a place where there are various kinds of animals.
有羊，有马，可能有驴，有羊。
Or maybe horses or donkeys and other animals.
这么多，可能还有鸡。
Even chickens.
这么多的动物在一起，这个环境是如何的嘈杂？
So this must be a very chaotic, dirty environment.
可是当主耶稣基督降临的那一刹那，
But in the very instant when Jesus Christ was born,
你想想看，当玛利亚看见这位神所赐的救世主出生的时候，
You may imagine when Mary saw this child who's going to be the savior of all human beings.
我想象当主耶稣基督降生的时候，他那和平的君王降世的时候，那个马槽就是宁静祥和，那个马厩就是宁静祥和。
We can imagine when this Prince of Peace was born. That instant, this the manger must be very peaceful.
那个地方变成神
very beautiful.
那个地方变成神受到敬拜的地方。
And that place became a place where God is being worshipped.
我们对玛利亚有一点了解，对约瑟有一点了解，我们就可以知道他们当时一定在神的面前献上感恩和敬拜。
If we know a little bit about Joseph and about Mary as a person, then we can imagine that when Jesus Christ was born, they must offer their worship. And praise to God.
当牧羊人来到了这个地方，看见了主耶稣基督的降临的时候
，When shepherds came to this place and saw the newborn baby，
在第二十节里面就告诉我们说，他们就将荣耀归于神，就赞美他。
As is said in verse 20, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they have heard and seen.
在马太福音第二章里面的时候，我们上周就看到博士们来到这边的时候，就来朝拜主耶稣基督。
And we also see in Matthew chapter 2, the three wise men also came and worship this newborn baby. Yeah.
第二章第十节，马太福音二章第十一节说，他们进了房子，看见孩子和他的母亲，就匍匐地拜那孩子。揭开宝盒，拿出黄金、乳香、末药为礼物，这是要献给王的礼物，去献给主耶稣基督。
So in Matthew chapter 2, verses 10, right? When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
Yeah, gold, incense, and myrrh are gifts only suitable for a king, for royalty. And that's what they gave and offered to Jesus.所以在伯利恒里面
So in that town of Bethlehem
客店里没有地方
There was no room in the inn for them
人的心中没有地方
There was no room within people's hearts for
them 可是在神的安排当中神预备了地方给主耶稣
But in God's arrangements God has indeed prepared a placeFor Jesus Christ.
这个马槽是神为他预备的地方。
And the place he has prepared for Jesus Christ is a manger.
因为主耶稣，因为神拯救的计划一定会成就。
Because God's plan to save the world will definitely be fulfilled.
在玛利亚的心中，他有耶稣。
In the mind of Jesus, Mary.And
in the heart of Mary, she has Jesus.
She has Jesus.
她不会看她环境的恶劣。
She would not pay attention to the outward external environments.
她心中所想的，她眼睛所注视的，就是这个儿子。
What she saw and what she paid attention to was this child.
是她宝贵投生的儿子。
This is her very most precious firstborn.
也是她所敬爱、她所崇拜的神的儿子，她的主。
This baby is also the object of her worship.
她看到这个孩子，她就是满有着爱心，把他包起来，找到一个最适合的地方，把他放到马槽里面。
So he wrapped her child in clothes. And place him in a manger full of love.
你看，在这些博士的心中
In the mind of three wise men.
他们也是有主耶稣基督的。
They also had Jesus Christ in their
hearts. 他们从东方来，表示到他们是长途跋涉以后来到这个地方，为着就是要找这一位王。
They came from the east. That means they had traveled a long distance, just so that they may see the baby.
他们冒着被杀头生命的危险去问希律这个犹太人的王在哪里。
They risk their lives and ask Herod where the baby was.
希律他自认为犹太人的王。
Herod considered himself a king of Jewish people.
你怎么能够问他说犹太的王在哪里？他一无所知，这个很糟糕。
So, if you ask him where the king of Jewish people is, if he doesn't know how to answer, this would be terrible.
他冒着生命的危险来找寻这位王，然后他们找到了，就献上他们的敬拜。
But these three wise men, they risked their life, in order to find this newborn baby, and then they worship him.
如果在他们的生命当中，这不是一件重要的事情，他们不会花这个时间精力这样长途的跋涉来找这位王，甚至冒着生命的危险，为的就是要去拜他。
So, for the three wise men, if this had not been the most important thing in their lives, they would not have done what they did, risking their lives in order to find Jesus Christ.
博士是有才智的人，
so,
是有知识的人。
Wise man means a man who are full of wisdom and learning.
在社会上是有地位被人尊敬的。
They have a high social status.
对，上回刘长老讲他们是 PhD.
And they were much respected in society.
They're doctors.
So they were supposed to be men of broad learning.
在牧羊人的心中，他们也是有耶稣的。
Also, in the hearts of shepherds, they also have Jesus Christ.
牧羊人就是在社会上面是一群比较卑微的人啊。
So, shepherds occupies a relatively low positions in society.
没有什么知识，没有读过什么书。
They have a little knowledge. They didn't. They were not much educated.
然后呢，这些人还不是大牧羊人，是一些最不起眼的牧羊人。
And these shepherds that we see in the Bible, they are just some not important or shepherds of higher position. They are just
因为他们在夜间开羊
ordinary shepherds, because their duties were to watch sheep at night.
他们不是上日班的。
they are not they did not work during the day.
他们是上夜班的。
They were arranged to tend sheep at night.
英文叫做 graveyard shift. 翻译出来就是那夜大夜班的叫做看坟墓的那个班，是最微不足道、最卑微、最被人小看的这群人。
So these are people who are most insignificant and negligible.
可是他们的心中有耶稣。
But in their hearts, they also have Jesus Christ.
他们同样来朝拜这位救世主。
In the same manner as those three wise men, these shepherds came to worship Jesus Christ.
他们没有黄金、乳香、没药来献。
Of course, they had no precious gifts to present to Jesus Christ.
但是他们却有对神的赞美来献上。
But they have their praises to be worshipped, to be presented to Jesus Christ.
约翰福音约翰一书第四章第十节这样说。
First John chapter 4.Verse 10.
不是我们爱神， 乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
This is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
我们不认识神，我们顶撞神，我们走自己的路，我们在神的眼中是有罪恶的。
We don't know God, we don't obey Him, we walk our own path, and in the eyes of God, this is sin.
我们的人格，我们的人性是龌龊，是肮脏的。
By our very nature, we are filthy. We are lowly.
我们就像那马厩一样。
We are just like the manger.
我们本来是不要神、不认识神、不理神的人。
Initially, we didn't like God. We didn't know Him, and we didn't want Him.
我们是神不应该来到我们生命里面的人。
We were unworthy of God's presence in our lives.
可是神的爱就在我们人做罪人的时候向我们显明了。
But God's, God manifested His love by coming to us when we were still sinners.
主耶稣基督要借着我们的信进到我们的心中。
Jesus Christ will enter into our hearts through our faith.
这是以弗所书三章十七节所说的。
This is what is said in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17.
人的心就是当时像主耶稣基督所出生的马槽。
Human hearts were originally.Are like the instant when Jesus Christ was born.
不适合神，不应该被神重用的。
It's not a proper or appropriate place for God. It's not worthy of being used by God.
可是在神的爱当中，在神的拯救的计划当中，在神的大能，在他的 providence 里面，他说：“我要差遣主耶稣基督来到你的生命里面。”
But because of God's love, because of His providence, and because of His salvation plan, He said that He would send His only begotten Son to live in the midst of fallen human beings.
我们来看以弗所书第三章。
Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 3.
我读十四到十九节。
Verses 14 through 19.
保罗说：“因此，我要在父的面前屈膝，因为天上地上的各家都是从他得名，按求他按着他的丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因为你们的信住在你们的心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。”
For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom His whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you...being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
对，第十八、十九节说，因为主耶稣基督在你们的心中使你们能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的都充满了你们。
So verses 18 and 19.
Yeah. 主耶稣基督来到这个世上，
Lord Jesus Christ came to this world.
是神刻意的精心的安排。
This is God's deliberate and very careful and wonderful plan.
主耶稣基督降生出来被摆在马槽里面，这不是一个微不足道的细节。
That the fact that Jesus Christ was born and placed in a lowly and base manger, this is not something insignificant.
这个是在神刻意的心意当中所做出来的计划。
Rather, this is out of God's designing and planning.
神要把他的儿子拯救人的这个赎罪祭，他把他生出来放在马槽当中。
God intended that his precious only begotten son, who's going to be the savior of whole human race, was born to in a lowly manger.
是微不足道的，是被人忽略的。
And this place is insignificant, is worthless, and is negligible.
但是同样的，却是神荣光展现的地方。
But at the same time, this is a place where we see God's glory.
是他的名得到荣耀，是让他借着人能够经历他的拯救和平安的地方。
This is the place where God's name is being glorified.Is where human beings are to be saved.
天上的荣耀降到了地上。
Glory in heaven comes down to earth.
拯救的盼望在主耶稣的肉身当中被展现出来了。
The hope of salvation is manifested in the flesh of Jesus Christ.
今天你我的心就是这个马槽。
Today, your hearts and mine, we are this manger.
今天如果你是一个属神的人，
Today, if you belong to God,
今天如果你是神的儿女，
if you are a child of God,
主耶稣应该在的地方就是在你的心中，就是在你的生命当中。
And the place where Jesus Christ should be is your heart.
保罗说：“我这个瓦器当中有一个宝贝。”
As Paul said that in this lowly vessel of mine, there's a precious, there's a treasure.
瓦器是最微不足道的，是最让人不尊重的。
So this utensil is insignificant, is not respected by anyone.
没有人会将财宝放在一个瓦器里面。
No one.Would put his treasures in it.
可是神赐给我们这个瓦器的心中，这个瓦器的人的心中如此的宝贝。
But this seemingly unworthy thing actually is the most precious gift that God has given us. We have to treasure it.Cherish it.
我们要敬拜我们的主。
We have to worship our God.
我们的眼目，我们的心意要注意在神的身上。
We have to focus our eyes and our minds on this, on Jesus Christ.
外面的环境何等的恶劣，外面的环境何等的卑微，对我们来说没有影响。
No matter how bad the external environment is, this should not affect us in a negative way.
因为以马内利
Because of Emmanuel
神与我们同在
God with us
我们都低头祷告
Let's pray
主耶稣我们在你的面前献上我们的敬拜
Dear Lord Jesus Christ We give you our worship
神啊在你的大能当中你为我们这么细心的安排
In your mighty power YouHave made a very careful, perfect plan for us.
我们人是没有办法测透的。
This is beyond our understanding.
但是神，你却在这样子一个黑暗、被罪污染的这个世界当中，甚至我们自己在最终堕落的环境里面，你向我们彰显了你的爱。
But in such a filthy place world which is contaminated or polluted by sins, you manifest to us this wonderful thing.
在这么恶劣、这么卑微的马厩里面，你为你的儿子主耶稣基督安排一个最美好的地方，就是这个马槽。
In this seemingly a lowly and filthy place as a manger, actually you have prepared a wonderful place for Jesus Christ.
你让我们看见，就因为如此，主耶稣基督的救恩也是来到了我们的心中。
And today you let us see that in the same manner, Jesus Christ, the salvation comes to our hearts.
我们的人是这么的卑微，是这么的恶劣，但是你爱我们。
Because we are full of sins, we are so undeserving of your love. However, still you give us your precious son.
今天你让所有的人只要用信心来依靠你。
Today you made this possible that as long as we rely on you through faith,
主耶稣就住在我们心中。
Then Jesus Christ will dwell in our hearts.
你就在我们的生命当中带领我们、引领我们、保护我们。
And will guide us.Protect us in our lives.
让我们遵从你。
So help us obey you.
让我们来
worship you.
让我们来敬爱你。
And help us to love you, adore you.
让我们来跟随你。
And help us to follow you.
让我们来宝贝你。
And help us to cherish you, treasure you.
愿你的名得到一切的荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
愿在这个圣诞的季节当中，属你的子民荣耀赞美你的名。
And during this Christmas season, may all your people glorify you and praise you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.